You were just listening to a complete performance of Passion and Resurrection by my guest, Erich Eschenwald, who was born in 1977. The work was written in 2005 and just performed by soprano Carolyn Sampson along with the choir Polyphony and the Britten Symphonia. Stephen Layton was the conductor, and that was from our very recent Hyperion compact disc devoted entirely to the works by my guest, Erich Eschenwald, and we'll be hearing one or two more selections from this CD later in the program during his visit. Well, Erich, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's just, I have to say, such just an amazing thrill to have you here in the studio. We're just talking very casually while the music's play, while that incredible music is being aired. A wonderful, wonderful dream, again, to have you here. We've talked basically mainly up to this point about choral music. But that is only part of your picture, I guess you could say. Erich, what have you written, just for example, very briefly, for solo instruments, for orchestra, and also how much chamber music have you composed?
Yes, I think I have about 80 scores written. And 50 would be for choir, the 30 are for instruments. Orchestral, solo instrument, and also solo instrument with electronics. Mm-hmm. So I have learned.
Yeah, I mean, your style is very diverse.
Yeah, and that's why when Latvian musicologist
called
me.
Yeah, what did he say? We'll share that.
Composer chameleon.
And that is a very good description.
Yes, some people said, "Oh, that's not good." What they told about you, but I feel that's a bonus.
No, and that's right. I agree. And you know what else is another story here, which I've mentioned from occasionally here on the air, is that I think musically, anything stylistically, goes today. There are so many styles, so many types of writing out there. And I think by you being referred to as that is in our age of when we're writing is a very big compliment, I have to say. It's a good thing.
Thank you. And, you know, as a composer, I'm searching all the time.
For new, yeah,
yeah,
sure.
I'm not just keeping in my, and some people wonder how you, as a composer, can sing in the state choir and perform other composers' music. I can hardly understand such kind of question because while singing in a state choir, you know, I'm not just like a singer, but I also look to these scores I sing with a composer's eye. So I analyze them and it's like my continuous masterclass. I continue to study.
Yeah, yeah. It's really a wonderful thing. In fact, our listening audience, towards the end of the program is going to have an opportunity to hear one of your more avant-garde orchestral pieces, and we will get to that a little bit later. Before we get, though, to the next selection, I just want to let you know you are tuned to WPRB Princeton, New Jersey, community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM, or online at www.wprb.com. You are listening to Classical Discoveries. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and will be with you until 11 o'clock. By the way, I would like to let you know that on Wednesday, this Wednesday morning, I will be celebrating my 14 years on the air here at WPRB and will be presenting a program going through the avant-garde edition of music composed, all of which was written in the last 14 years. So a new music show coming up this coming Wednesday on Classical Discoveries. And right now I am here with my guest, Erich Eschenwald. And Erich, welcome back after that little diversion there. So you've written a variety of things, and you've also written an opera.
Yes.
And
Joseph is a fruitful bough.
And that's very exciting. Also, I've seen some selections of it on the internet and heard some. It's, again, wonderful stuff. And hopefully there will be a recording of that out here in the States at some point. Great. Well, let's go now to a work of yours for solo piano. We will hear your Seascape, which was a work composed back in 2000. What would you like to say, Eric, very briefly about this composition before we hear it? Too many years ago?
Too many years ago, and I was then still a student at Music Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And a professor, he asked, Eric, would you like to write a piece for my student who is going to graduate from Music Academy? And I said, yes.
And that was it.
This
very effective composition, and it's been performed and
here in the States.
And here in
it
the
has
States,
been performed, yes.
Wonderful. So we're going to hear it now, as performed by pianist Juris
Zvikovs.
Thank you. All right, I was going to get it, but anyway, we listen now to Seascape by my guest Eric Eschenwald.
Thank you.
pianist Juris Zvikovs just performed music by my guest, Eric Eschenwald. That was Seascape, and it was written in 2000. And this is Classical Discoveries. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and we'll be back in seconds with more conversation and music with my guest, Eric Eschenwald. So do stay tuned.
Check out www.wprb.com for special programming information, playlists, concert calendars, and much more. You can friend and follow WPRB at a variety of social networking sites, too. We're at myspace.com/WPRB, facebook.com/WPRB1033FM, and twitter.com/WPRB.
WPRB wants you to know that the New Jersey Poison Information and Education System, the state's poison control center, encourages residents to protect children and pets from potentially poisonous cleaning products. If you suspect a poisoning, do call the Poison Control Center for immediate treatment advice at 1-800-222-1222. Again, that's 1-800-222-1222. Trained medical professionals will provide you with the most up-to-date emergency treatment advice and will answer any drug or poison information question you may have. This has been a public service announcement from WPRB Princeton, community-supported independent radio, where we listen now to more music by my guest, Eric Eschenwald. You were just listening to Evening by my guest Erics Eschenwalds. The work, dating from 2006, set a brief poem by Sarah Teasdale, who took her own life after an unhappy marriage. What a sad story. In our performance, you heard members of Polyphony, conducted by Stephen Layton, another selection from the recent Hyperion compact disc. Well, Erics, we are back again.
Yep.
Welcome back. It's hard to believe how quickly the time is going. Let's go, though, right now, because I'm sure by now there are listeners who will be more interested in learning more about you. And you do indeed have a very substantial website. What is the address? Is it just www.
My name and surname.
Erics. And I'll just, you can do it just with, because in Latvian there are some of those signs and what have you. If they just go to Erics, ericsesenvalds.com. I did your work for you.
Yeah, thanks.
Anyhow, also I will have a link to your site from the playlist for today's show on my website. By the way, if you do indeed want to know more information about any of the selections played today on this special Latvian edition of Classical Discoveries, I invite you to go to my website. The address is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. The detailed playlist will be posted by this evening. Also, if you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Again, that's marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Now, we are going to listen now, Erics, to a wonderful short piece. This is titled Go Away Rain. And it was written in 2005 and is scored for choir and instrumental ensemble. Before we listen to this piece, why don't you just tell us very briefly about the text and the instrumental ensemble? There's some like Latvian folk instruments in it.
Yes. This piece was also performed in a nationwide song festival. Can you imagine 13,000 singers
singing that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was very, I was honored.
Yeah.
The piece is about the idea, so where I combined several Latvian folk songs, different situations early in the morning when people in different situations, for example, men working early in a forest, mm-hmm. cutting wood, mother waking up early, her children, and all are waiting for the sun to come. Because it's cold.
Go away.
Freezing.
Yeah,
and it's raining.
And it's raining, sure.
Yes, and so there are wonderful folk songs describing this moment, rain, go away, and sun, please come.
Yeah, yeah.
So I added some Latvian sitar-like instruments.
Yeah, share.
We call them kuokle. Yeah. But it's like sitar-like. It's like
sitar, sure, absolutely.
Small table with strings, and you play them with fingers, or... I also added some modern techniques, some glissando and playing with mallet, these strings.
Yeah.
So,
like you say, you'd take tradition but make new sounds.
Yes.
Out of it, which is what you're all about, basically.
Yeah, that's right.
And what about the wind instruments you have there in there?
I use the tin whistle. That's not
Latvian. That's not Latvian,
yeah.
But it adds, I have to say, though, Erics, it adds a wonderful sound.
But we
sound
have some
the
kind of these whistling instruments. But this one is kind of Latvian, but the instrument comes from the Irish.
Okay. Well, we hear the Riga Youth Choir Kammer along with the ensemble Altera Veritas. And our conductor is Maris Sirmais. Once again, this is Go Away Rain by my guest, Erics Eschenwalds.
Aizēj lietiņu rūkdams, krākdams, atnāc saulīt spīdēdāmā. Ai, lietiņ, nelī vairā jau vakar gana līdī. Jau vakar gana mirkā manas baltās villainītē. Saulīte mīļā balta parādīsi ganiņā. Ganiņam grūta dienā, kad saulītes neredzējā. Kad saulītes neredzējā, Thank you.
You were just listening to Go Away Rain by my guest, Erik Eschenwald, and the piece was written in 2005. In our performance, you heard the Riga Youth Choir Kammer, along with the ensemble Altera Veritas, conducted by Maris Sirmans. Once again, that was Go Away Rain by my guest, Erik Eschenwald. Well, Erik, you are, I guess you could say, here in America, thanks to the support of a wonderful family. Why don't you take over now?
Yes, Gunther and Dianis Blosniks, they are Americans, and they moved to America in the Second World War. A lot of Latvians left Latvia because Soviet Union. So and I'm very thankful to Gunther Blosniks. She gave CD. My private CD I made in my computer with my scores, and she gave to Donald Nelly here.
And
you know how it's, I would say usually it doesn't work because these top conductors,
they get a tremendous amount of stuff.
And they don't look, they don't listen. So, but
that's right.
But Gunther gave it to Donald Nelly, and Donald Nelly listened to my music, and then he contacted me. So I'm very thankful to Gunther Blosniks that she is the initiative.
Yeah, for you to being here.
Yeah,
right now, that's great.
And she is a wonderful musician, and she has also performed a lot of music as a singer. And we have her one CD that she recorded years ago with Latvian famous, Latvian best organ player, Tali Valdis Deksnis. So, and I would like to, if we could play.
I'd be delighted to.
One of her short songs, and she will perform Viktors Baštiks. Viktors Baštiks is, I would say, the Latvian composer who is the first person, if we speak about the sacred music, in terms of sacred music. So he has written so many sacred music pieces, about 275, and 28 of them are extremely the large scale form.
Right.
So, and the song is Svet. Kas ir tas, kas gaida? Who is waiting?
And thanks to Gunther and her wonderful hospitality, I have you sitting with me right now in the WPRB studio. Thanks so much. Today I am being joined in the WPRB studio by the young Latvian, very gifted Latvian composer, Erics Eschenvalds, who is going to announce what we just heard. And this was a performance by his host here in the States.
We just heard Gunta Plosnieks soprano and Tali Valdis Deksnis organ player. And that was a piece by Latvian composer Viktors Baštiks, who is waiting.
Well, thanks very much, Eric. And we will be getting to more music after I just let you know that you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey. Community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and we'll be with you today for until 11 o'clock. This is a special program of Latvian music.